Over the long haul, what does love have to do with marriage anyway?
Well, it certainly has a great deal to do with my marriage, but stay tuned as Christian psychologist Dr. Brent Lindquist asks us that question again on today's edition of MemberCare Media. Yes, this is MemberCare Media, MemberCare resources that are broadcast to you each day, and a website with helps and guidance for cross-cultural workers. Daily visits with men and women who are concerned about your well-being and happiness and the success of your work. I'm Denny Milgate, and on our last program on this day of the week, Dr. Brent Lindquist, president of Link Care Center in Fresno, California, began a four-part series on the topic of affection, focusing last week on the place of like in our relationships, in our marriage. He was trying to help us understand that our personal, up-close, and successful marriage relationships are not just as simple as falling in love and living happily ever after. I would guess that many of us know somebody who is hopelessly in love and with someone they don't really like very much. They love the person's attractiveness and abilities and find the person's personality hard to take. Well, Brent is here once again with part two of his series on affection.
Hello again. Welcome to number two of four in the Essentials of Affection series, my perspective on marriage and love in relationships. Last time I talked about like, and I hope you still like each other after you talked about how you like each other. And I'd like to hear how you're doing. But we don't have two-way radio here, so I'll just trust that you found the experience, shall we say, an experience. Today I want to talk about love, which is pretty funny if you know me. I started really taking notes on this series on my 32nd wedding anniversary. How my wife and I got here this far is part miracle and a lot of hard work. After all these years, I've decided that neither one of us is heavily gifted with romance, which seems to be the ideal in my culture. Let me describe our anniversary day, or most of it. Our anniversary day started at 4 a.m. when we got up to take my daughter and soon-to-be son-in-law to the airport to fly to their home. We had had a combination farewell dinner and anniversary dinner the night before. We forgot the cards. And for a long time, our anniversary dinners have included our kids, actually 23 of the 32 years. And that's kind of an important part for us. I just really like sharing with my kids the fact that my marriage is completed in some way with them. But this is going to end soon. With the kids at college or adulthood, I don't think they're going to be around much. And so we move into a new phase. Well, anyway, back to the anniversary day. After we saw the plane off, or at least saw them through security, we went out for breakfast. And we had a long and really neat talk, not about romance or how much we loved each other, but kind of just about reflecting on the past year and the year ahead. That was a really nice time, I think, for both of us. Then we went home, and since my wife isn't normally a morning person, she took a nap. During her nap, I worked on the radio programs and my ever-present emails. But then came the highlight of our day. We went out, and, hope you're sitting down, we bought a vacuum cleaner. Probably the best anniversary present I've gotten her in a long time. I got the extra special one, and she spent the better part of the next day and a half cleaning in places that she hadn't done and marveling about the attachments and enjoying the vacuum. Now, what's that say about our marriage? Well, I hope it doesn't say to you that our marriage is in trouble, but I hope it does say to you that our marriage is probably not a great deal different than most long-term marriages. What does love and romance have to do with marriage? Well, I think it has a lot to do with marriage, but let's not give it much more attention than it might deserve. I probably would get in some trouble over this, but I think romance and love is what you make of it. Romance flows out of all the normal parts of life, I think. The normal parts of the relationship, the things that happen every day that show care and commitment. My definition of love, for what it's worth, is the regular occurrence of certainty that someone is there for you. Oh, that's not my only definition, but that's the one I want to use for this series. There's no romance in that definition. And I think that if we have to have romance in it, I want to make a little caution about that. I don't think that's always the kind of thing that you want to focus on, because there's an awful lot of life that goes on that romance gets pushed out of. And if we base our feeling of security in our marriage on this sometimes fleeting romance, I think we're going to be more vulnerable. If we try and strip away the cultural baggage from love, and we look at something that transcends cultural distinctives, I think we're left with the following: communication, commitment, which I will talk about later, care, which I will talk about after that, and being there for someone and doing something or being something extra. I think most of the time, the thing that makes a difference to my spouse, my wife, is that I am there. She knows she can count on me, and I do things for her. That doesn't mean that my marriage is all works, but it shows that I care and I'm committed. I think back of one of the couples that were in my training program a year ago. During a tea break, I continued to try and build relationships with one of the women in particular. I wanted to be careful because it wasn't appropriate for me to cross some of the boundaries and become too familiar. But I wanted to hear from her what she thought about what we were learning. I asked her if she could describe for me some of the big things about their marriage, particularly from the national sense or definitions that they had given me. She described that she knew her husband loved her because he was there. He did things for her. She enjoyed doing things for him. And she could just feel the love and care, and she gave in return. Now, is that really a good definition? Well, I think it is. I think it is, first of all, because it was her definition, and she liked it. My role there was not to teach them my definition. My role was to help them understand their definition and how they can make it even better. Not my way, but their way. So from that perspective, I wanted to endorse and encourage her on that. In this particular case, this couple had been married just a short time, and they'd really been introduced to each other through the organization that they worked with. And that organization usually did that with numerous couples because there was no other social context for them. They didn't have many options. And in this way, they were more guaranteed than not of finding a spouse who shared beliefs and value systems with them, as opposed to somebody who didn't. This couple also was very, very poor. They had very little money coming in for them. They did not have jobs that paid them a lot of money. And they were guests in someone else's home. That's how they started their marriage. They didn't have a honeymoon. They didn't take a jet to fly away. They simply had a ceremony and a dinner and ended up back at someone's home. And the home gave them a tiny room. They shared cooking facilities and even bathroom facilities with the family that lived in the house. Privacy, by our standards, was non-existent. And yet they were building love, they were building commitment, they were building care, and they were building certainty, and they were hopeful, and they were happy. One of the greatest things that some of my co-leaders did was that one day afterwards, when we went to do some errands, my coworker invited this couple to have her apartment for a few hours just to sit and do whatever. We didn't check on them. And they watched some TV, and who knows what else they did, but we gave them a sense of privacy. And that was very important to them. As you think of love and romance in marriage, don't forget the everyday things that show that very clearly. It may not be flowers. It may be taking out the garbage. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Brent, for those little reminders of how we can brighten the lives of those people we love. Dr. Brent Lindquist is president of Link Care Center in Fresno, California. He is a partner with us here at Member Care Media. And in doing homework for this series of programs on affection, I ran across a book called Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts. Now, I'll tell you that I have not read the book, but I did read some of the reviews and believe they illustrate what Brent is saying to us. One person wrote, "I've counseled couples for 20 years, and I'm eager to recommend this book because it's very helpful to persons regardless of their marital status. A single individual will find it helpful for insight during dating. A person who is engaged will find it helpful in identifying issues that are sure to arise within a marriage. A newlywed will find it helpful in responding to the major adjustments of sharing his or her life with another person. And a person who's been married for several years will find it helpful in understanding how marriage deepens and grows over the course of time." The person continues, "I strongly recommend this book to anyone who wants to enhance the relationship with his or her significant other. I think that says, in a quiet way, that there are adjustments and there will be growth and a stronger love if you approach your relationship with a desire to understand and bond with your spouse. My wife and I are grandparents now. Actually, we are great-grandparents, and this year we celebrate 55 years of hanging out together, a half a century of holding hands, and I recommend it. Time flies by so quickly, as Jesus' brother James writes in the New Testament book that bears his name, the length of our lives is as uncertain as the morning fog. Now you see it, soon it's gone."
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.